Hi, my name is Robert Ryan. I'm running for Blue Ash City Council, and I have a little literature that you may have seen at your door or in your mail. And I just want to give you a few minutes, if I didn't connect with you in person, to just kind of go over some of those things that I have said and in slightly different words, perhaps. I've been on city council before. Tom Adamack, the former mayor, vice mayor, who died unfortunately, encouraged me to run for at large. And I almost made it. I was beaten by 0.26%, just a handful of votes. But I'm back here again. And so, kind of just going to go through my literature as I would if I was at your door. A little introduction, a couple points about my opponent. No mudslinging, no adverbs, adjectives, just some basic points. In the top middle panel, you'll see what I have done in City Council. Below that is what I would like to do. Over to the right of that is what I would call what's important to me, my principles. And I think this is actually more important than a lot of other things. I'd say, I've been on this board and this board and this board and this board, bullet, 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 bullet. It gives you an idea of how I think. Okay. Then on the last page, you'll see a series of things like my education, my career, my military, my civic involvement, and some personal items. Been married for 47 years. Anyway, one of the things I want to share with you is what I see as the role of city council people. It's not written down anywhere. It's not, I don't think it's even discussed within the council chambers itself. I see it as three distinct items. The first and the most important, and it's reflected in my middle panel, it says something like very responsive. What I mean by that is I'll answer your phone calls. I'll reply to your emails. But it's more than that. It's being an advocate for you and your family and your neighborhood. And what's important to you is what's going on around you. If you have some sort of issue, please feel free to contact me when I'm a councilman again. And I'll help try to resolve it, give you the contacts for the various departments or services that could help you. And even if it requires it, to be an advocate right there in City Council on your behalf. The second thing is a little bit more mundane, but actually pretty important, is I'll call encapsulated by saying, keep the city's lights on. Keep the trash being picked up, the snow being removed, the leaves being picked up, the fire, the police, the finances. Keep that all running smoothly. The third is a little bit more nuanced and can engender different opinions, but they all boil down to one thing, is where are we going? For instance, are we going to have more gas lines? I was very involved in that, and I'll perhaps get into a little bit about that. There's some good news on that. Are we going to have more roundabouts or apartments? And what's going to happen there at the Kenwood Cooper intersection? Okay. Going back to the gas lines for a minute, I was very involved in the NOPE effort to inhibit, stop, alter, deflect, whatever the case may be, on the high pressure gas line that was coming through the most populated section of Blue Ash and not too far away from the schools. And We got engaged with different communities around us. I spoke up at the various forums. I don't think my opponent did. Actually, I'm pretty sure he did not. But anyway, the case got resolved and the pipeline is going in. And it's been rerouted to a less populated area. It's actually deeper and the metal is actually th thicker. It's the schedule of the pipe is increased. And so it's safer. Okay. Other things are like the, as I said, the roundabouts, which is kind of interesting from a systems engineering point of view. You have on Ronald Reagan Plainfield, Reed Hartman, you have a light, you have a roundabout, you have another a light there at Taco Bell, you have another roundabout planned at Peppermill, and then you have another light at Cooper. From a systems point of view, it really doesn't make much sense. Then there's the apartments, which was probably key to me getting on council in the first place. My opponent then, the ward council, supported it, and I did not. This was after the 4900s were actually being built. And my opponent actually supports all the apartments. So let's be. But anyway, I think that has a probably a negative impact on the school system. But then there's what's going to happen there at Kenwyn Cooper, and I have a some interesting ideas, which I'll share one way or another when I'm on City Council, or if I lose, I'll share it as well. But anyway, I appreciate your interest in viewing this video. One of the questions that asked of me was, what's the difference between you and your opponent? And I've given that a lot of thought, and I answer directly when asked at the door. And in essence, in a larger scheme, I'll listen to you. My opponent, if he disagrees with you initially, he'll write you off, and sometimes quite rudely. So that's a big difference. Well, feel free to contact me. I have my literature that you probably have gotten. On the bottom there is my email and my phone number. So please feel to contact me. This video is intended for those that I have not seen at their door, and to get some personal connection. But I am most available either by phone or by Zoom. Making it out to your door again might be difficult, but anyway, I hope you got something out of this video, and I ask that you consider me strongly and vote for me on November 2nd. Thank you very much. You take care. Bye bye.